Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch, breaking ball, hit high, hit deep, left center, bye-bye baseball! The legend of Andrew Vaughn keeps growing, a grand slam! You have got to be kidding me!
Lane Grindle on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is presented by NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin.
Oh, Lane, I'm so excited, especially since we just found out Jackson Chourio is back. He left game one with a hamstring strain, but we've just learned from Pat Murphy that he's in the lineup for game two tonight.
Yeah, it's great news, obviously, for the Brewers to have Jackson in there. And, I mean, he was the guy that got everything started for him on Saturday. Pretty hard to go 3-for-3 in the first two innings, but that's what he did and drove in three runs as well over the course of those two innings. So he really got the tone set early for the Brewers. And when he left, you were a little worried about what that was going to mean for the rest of the series. But it's a very good sign that he's in there again tonight and leading off.
Lane, hamstring injuries are always tricky because you never know when you are fully healed. How much apprehension do you think will come in play with Jackson being back in the lineup tonight? Or if he's in the lineup, can we just expect him to play like he normally would?
Well, you hope that that's the case, right, Telly? But it's always hard with soft tissue injuries. You just never know. And how much of his initial reaction on Saturday was just based upon the fact that he's coming back from the hamstring issue that he suffered at the end of July and that caused him to basically miss the month of August. Like, how much of that was just him being cautious on his own because he knows what that feeling can feel like? It sounds like once he got through it, he was very confident after the game on Saturday that he was fine. He was going to be okay. He worked out yesterday. So they feel comfortable enough to put him out there. So I think that he probably is full go. I mean, if you weren't 100% sure that he could get out there and get after it, I don't know that you put him in left field. You maybe DH him tonight in that scenario. So you
Good
never
point.
Know. These things are tricky types of injuries, and they can nag a little bit. They can hang around. They can pop back up at any time. So you hope that he's fine, and it was just a little scare. And it's no big deal, but I think it's safe to say it's something we're all going to be watching tonight and moving forward.
We have Brewers play-by-play broadcaster Lane Grindle on the talk and text line with us. Lane, I was watching the game on Saturday. I was thinking of you and just taking it all in. What is it like? You know, it's so loud on Saturday. I mean, what is it like to be a play-by-play broadcaster during this magical time?
Well, it's special. I mean, this is why we do this job, is we want to be able to be the soundtrack for big games and big moments. And certainly these are as big as they get in Major League Baseball. So it's really fun to be a part of it. It's really cool in Milwaukee, in our ballpark specifically, because of where our booth is located. You just feel like you're in the middle of everything. We have a great vantage point. It just feels like you're surrounded by everybody here. It's not like some of the other ballparks where you're up and you feel kind of removed from the bowl. We're right down in the middle of all the chaos, if you will. So that part makes it really, really fun. It makes it very easy to kind of get swept away by the emotions and the energy in the ballpark. And I think that's good. I think that brings authenticity to what we're doing on the air. And so it's a lot of fun. It's incredible. Those first two innings, that was as loud as I've heard this place. I don't know if it was the loudest I've heard it, because I've heard it get to max volume, I think, a handful of other times over the years. Certainly, there's a few moments in 2018 I can remember: the Moustakas walk-off, the Woodruff home run, and in game one of the NLCS certainly stands out, too. So there's some special moments that the roof kind of almost blew off this place, but I don't know that I've heard two innings where it was sustained like that. It was almost like a jet engine for two innings on Saturday, just a steady roar.
Okay, so Chourio's okay. And also, how crazy was it when Sal Frelick, when he let go of the bat on accident with a swing and almost hit Pat Murphy?
Yeah, I mean, it never ended up down in the actual dugout, so that was
He was laughing. The replay was crazy.
It didn't make it all the way in there. Yeah, you know, that happens sometimes. I mean, depending on the pitch type, or, you know, you get fooled by a pitch, sometimes that top hand will release and the bat will fly out. We see it happen quite a few times over the course of the year. So that's the game. Sometimes you got to be on alert down in that dugout.
You can't just
assume everything's fine. We've seen, unfortunately, we saw Willie Adames a few years ago get hit by a foul ball in the dugout. So you got to be on your toes.
You absolutely do, Lane. I've spent a few days in that dugout, and you definitely need to stay alert at all times. But tonight's starting pitcher is a reliever, Aaron Ashby. What is the thought process behind that? I'm sure there are some numbers that back it up, but was this a surprising move? Did this catch you off guard like a lot of Brewers fans, Lane?
Not totally, because the Brewers have always been, and Pat Murphy's always been willing to be creative with how they get their 27 outs, and they've used openers in the past. And they did it a few times this year in front of Quinn Priester. Now, will Quinn Priester be the bulk guy tonight? That's what we all think will happen, but Pat Murphy didn't commit to that yesterday when he was asked about it. He said he could pitch. Well, I don't know, he said basically, if Quinn was going to be the guy to follow Aaron Ashby tonight in this game. But I think the thinking, Telly, if specifically, it usually has to do with the matchup with the other lineup. And for the Cubs, you got Michael Busch, who's hit 3 postseason home runs already through the wild card series, and leading off, of course, on Saturday with a home run. Left-handed hitter. He's very hot. He's probably the hottest bat in that lineup, along with maybe Seiya Suzuki. So that gives you a lefty-lefty matchup right out of the gate there. You got Kyle Tucker, who hits in the 3 spot. Now, he handles lefties pretty well, but still you like that matchup better than with a righty. So what it does is it allows, if the bulk guy is Quinn Priester or if somebody else is in there that's right-handed, it just means that they don't have to face those lefties at the top a third time, more than likely, over the course of their outing that night. So it lessens the amount of times the righty bulk guy has to face those lefties. And, you know, I think you could see Ashby go a little bit. It might be more than an inning. That wouldn't shock me. I mean, you could see him get through Pete Crow Armstrong, who hit 7th on Saturday. We haven't seen the Cubs lineup yet today, but you could see Aaron stick around a little bit. Remember, this is a guy that was a starting pitcher for the Brewers. He's done this before, and he's been a multi-inning reliever for the Brewers this year too. So he stretched out at least enough to go 40 or 50 pitches if he's pitching well and the Brewers like what they see.
And Lane, I just wanted to share this with you before we let you go and get all prepped for the game. William Contreras, he penned such a beautiful open letter in the Players Tribune just 4 days ago, and he wrote about Bob Uecker. And he wrote, you know how some people, they just have a way of talking to you where it can, for a short time, just be a conversation, but you feel like they're your closest friend? That was Bob. He'd always come down to the locker room, chat with the guys. He'd look at us and say, no one is better than you. Keep doing what you're doing. No one is better. And he said those words meant everything to him. He says he feels like he's won the World Series before when he was really young. And he says that he feels like it's going to happen, that they're going to go to the World Series. And he wrote at the end, it's like Bob always said, no one is better. No one is better than us. I thought that was so great. Is Bob Uecker still in your heart and everyone behind the scenes too?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And I got a chance to read that letter from William, and I thought it was really well done and was touching to read a lot of those same words that you just talked about, Julia. He's always on our thoughts and on our mind, because he was such a huge presence in this booth where I'm sitting right now and talking to you guys, of course, in that clubhouse, and I heard him say those words many times. You know, no one better than you, baby. You'd hear him say that to guys in the clubhouse all the time. So we think about him, not daily, we think about him probably minute by minute, especially when we're here at the ballpark. So this has been a fun ride. It's been a little bittersweet to have it without the guy that provided so much of the laughs and the levity and just really the passion for Brewers baseball all along the way. We learned from the best. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. For more than 50 years. All right. Lane Grindle, the best in the business, Brewers play-by-play broadcaster. Lane, have a wonderful night.
Will do. Thanks so much. Go Brewers.
Yes. Go Brew Crew.